Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Braves end the losing streak and maybe start a winning streak. How many does it take for a streak? Two? You win tonight, that's a streak.
Then we're going, we call that a win streak.
So we'll talk about what happened last night with the Braves. A lot of fun stuff going on. Obviously, Chris Sale, fantastic. Again, Brandon Adams going to join us in about an hour. Talk some college football with him, as there's been a lot of news in the NCAA and specifically college football. Talk some Georgia with him as well in 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA.
I'm kind of
relying on you on the countdown.
I rely on Roddy. Okay. And Roddy Nabalzi. I think it was 81 yesterday. Okay. So we're almost there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We got approved for our SEC Media Days credentials and stuff. So that's one of the mile markers along the way.
We did?
Uh-huh.
What if we didn't?
I guess we'd be sitting here.
Hey, wouldn't that be great? He's like, those two guys?
Nah, those guys.
Nah, those guys can't. Those guys can't come.
That is like that's like saying you like got it accepted into a public school or something like that.
Right. Like, what they say, we can't have credentials. Abe was telling us.
I guess they were always going to approve our.
Yeah, because our, yeah. Abe was telling us, you know, before because yesterday we had the staff meeting and everything like that, and because we're on the air doing those meetings, we don't have to go anymore, which is sad, we miss it. It's for the team.
Yeah, we
take one for the team.
We do.
You know what I mean? So we don't got to come in here, record early and all those different things.
If we have to do the work of the whole station at once and be on the air.
Yes.
So everyone else can have a meeting.
Yes.
Because they're all enjoying it. They're having a great time.
They're enjoying the meeting.
Everybody loves meetings.
Yes.
Our meetings are just as fun as your meetings at your job.
Yeah.
So, so me and Randy will do the work for everyone and be in here.
We will stay on the air.
Gladly do it forever.
And so that week, we're going to be out a lot that week. Abe was telling us and everything like that. So look forward to all that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We can tell people why, because we'll be...
It's already out?
Well, I'm about to say it. We'll be at Murph's for the All-Star festivities on Monday and Tuesday.
Look at that.
And then we'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Friday.
Look at that.
And I believe Wednesday and Thursday we'll be at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Simmons Lane had to come over here and park no time soon.
Oh, also, and this will be news to you. You're going to enjoy this. We're doing a show on a Sunday from 1 to 4 at Murph's as well.
Where?
At Murph's.
When?
Sunday.
What day?
The 13th of July.
Is that the whole All-Star Weekend festivity thing?
Abe from 10 to 1, Andy and Randy from 1 to 4, Grant McCauley from 4 to 6 at Murph's.
Yeah,
All-Star stuff.
Hell yeah. Working on a Sunday.
Who wouldn't?
Who don't want to work on a Sunday? Now, what day is the All-Star game's on a Sunday, right?
I think it's on Thursday.
It's on a Thursday?
Or Wednesday.
All-Star game's on Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday.
Sure. Okay. One of those days.
So, Legends and Celebrities and the Futures game is Saturday. There's actually nothing on Sunday except for All-Star Village. Monday is the Home Run Derby. Tuesday's the game.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So, we'll be down there for the Home Run Derby.
And what time's the game usually start?
That'll be like 8 o'clock.
Okay, because I'm trying, because I told Samson I would take him to that. He wants to go to the All-Star game. So I was like, that's fine. Now that I know I got to work, that means that I got to find some way to get him over there. Because if I'm all the way over here, if I'm over there at Murph's on Tuesday, then I go all the way back to my house and get him, then go all the way back.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, we'll do it. Maybe.
Have him get over there somehow. But,
bring him to work.
Yeah, bring him with him.
Bring him to work.
Yeah.
And we'll just hang out. Okay.
That's perfect. He can do the whole noon hour if he wants.
we'll
go have some lunch.
We'll talk about that Sunday.
Yeah, we'll go have some lunch. Have a couple beers.
Make sure you get all up interviews, say, Dave.
All right, so we talked a little bit about this with Conti in the 11 o'clock hour, just about, like, everybody knows the kind of the number one priority right now before the draft and everything with the Hawks is trying to hire some front office people.
Right.
They made a couple hires yesterday. I don't know if that means they're not going to hire a president of basketball operations or not. And look, ultimately, you know, that stuff matters, but probably isn't the most fun to talk about. It's people that are in the front office that'll be making decisions. The decisions are the interesting thing, and I think the most interesting one is what to do with Trae Young.
Right.
He's eligible for an extension on July 6th. That's kind of when the league year will begin. You can start doing all the whatever they do, and I don't know if it's legal tampering or whatever they call it in the NBA, but there's that week where everything kind of happens, but mm-hmm. it's not official until July 6th. But he's eligible for an extension on July 6th. The extension would be 4 years and $229 million.
Okay.
He's not eligible for the Supermax
right.
because his third-team All-NBA lapsed because that was long enough ago,
correct.
And he wasn't All-NBA or anything like that this year. So he's not eligible for the Supermax.
Right.
But 4 years and $229 million max, not bad. Pretty solid little chunk.
Hell yeah, it is.
That would replace the player option that he has for next season,
mm-hmm.
the 2026-2027 season, mm-hmm. where he would make $49 million. If he signed that extension, that first year of the new money would be $51 million and then escalate for the 3 years after
right.
that. Right? So that's sort of where they are. He is the decision as far as what you want to do, the money you want to commit, and all that kind of stuff. Here's Zach Lowe, used to be ESPN, now he's Ringer Podcast, one of the best NBA guys as far as I'm concerned. Was talking yesterday about Trae's offseason and the decision they have to make, and here's what he suggested.
I kind of want the Hawks to keep Trae Young long term. I don't think there's a great market for him, so I don't think there's a trade out there that completely just reorients the franchise in a positive way. If I'm them, I am being like, look, we'll extend you, but it's got to be one of these. It's flat or it comes down and it's flat. Like, we're not giving you the max. If I can extend him at a decent number, I just kind of like their team. And I do think he changed his style of play a little bit. I think there's hope for like a Trae Young mid-career. Metamorphosis is too strong of a word, but I could see like in a year, it's like, oh my God, the Hawks are like up 2-1 in the second round and Trae Young is moving off the ball a little bit and blah, blah, blah. Like, I could see it. I think that's what I would do because I don't think there's 3 first round picks and a prospect or anything like that for Trae Young on the market right now.
Okay. I can see that part right there. I hate when you say he won't take the, if I'm happy, I wouldn't, did he say I wouldn't take the max without Trae Young?
I don't think he said that. I think they shouldn't, he said they shouldn't give it to
him. Okay. So I like, okay. Yeah, the Hawks keep trying. He shouldn't get the max.
Oh, shouldn't get it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what I said. Shouldn't get the max because not accepting the max, I wouldn't do that. Now, there's certain guys, and we've seen it, and I'll talk about it all the time. Jalen Brunson gave up $103 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he continues where he is, and I hate the word make it back up, but he's going to get a bigger contract than he has right now.
Yeah, he'll get the max
yes.
on the back end of it if
yes.
he stays healthy
yes.
and keeps playing like this. What he has gotten in the short term is a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And that it has. Well, the Hawks been there, too.
True.
Yeah, I mean, whether you want to call it
the that was rookie contract.
Yeah, exactly. But they've been there also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're telling me, and if I'm Trae, I'm telling you, we're going to have these conversations. What are you going to do to make me take less than the max? Because I'm not just going to take the and then I've been with y'all all this long and trust that y'all going to do something right by me. So that's how I would approach it.
The only way I'm taking less than the max, if I'm Trae, is if you, and it's almost impossible to guarantee, but
yes,
in the
is.
NBA you can guarantee stuff before it actually happens if you have something agreed to, is if you're going to have a max guy who's better than me.
Yes.
Like, now, we've said it for years now. That's the Hawks' ticket to, like, relevancy. That's their ticket back to actually being in the second round of the playoffs and maybe in Eastern Conference Finals and beyond that, is if Trae's the second best player.
Right.
Trae signs a 4-year, $230 million max extension.
He's going to be the first
He's going to be the best player yes. on the team for the for the whole duration of that contract. Now, unless you are fortunate and draft a guy that turns into be better than everyone thought he was going to be. But yeah, I mean, it just all boils down to that thought process if you're him. It's like, all right, I've been on the max for 5 years now, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse, and then a little bit better. I mean, in order to improve it, they would need a little bit of money. Now, they could just spend it. Like, you could just go into the tax and spend it. That's obviously harder to do. But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough sell, man.
It's
a tough sell to convince a 26-year-old guy who's eligible for the max.
Yes.
And in order to be eligible for the max, you have to have done some very good things
around. Monk, back to something you mentioned just a second ago, like getting the guarantee from a player who's better than Trey. Trey don't think about better than him?
Yeah, but you know, he might know Giannis is better than him. You know what I mean?
So,
or at the very least, Giannis is equal to me.
Oh, there it is right there. Yeah.
Like, I'll sell him on that.
I'll take less of the max for this guy.
Right.
Oh, I'll take that. Like, I don't understand because, again, I'm all about getting all my loot. You know what I mean? Like, because you ain't gonna make money forever. Now, this money that they make is just a completely different, in a different stratosphere. But at the same time, like, I worked my ass off to get this. Now, I know Trey is all about winning, and Trey wants to win here in Atlanta. He said it, and I believe that. He wants to win here in that. So is he going to have to take the haircut to how big are we talking? And that is my thing. Okay, I'll take, but how much are we talking? Because I'm not giving up hundreds of millions of dollars.
It would probably end up being close to that. Mm. Like, that's probably what it would be, because the next level, like sub-max level where you're still getting a ton, is like a three-year, $120 million extension, which is 40 per. The average on the one that he would be giving up would be, it would go 51 first, and then it would escalate from there. So that would also cost you that final year of it, which would be like 70 by the time it got there, probably. Plus the 10, so it would be about 100 that you'd be giving up, but you'd get to re-up sooner.
Yeah, you get to re-up sooner, and you might
and maybe you'd be out of the play-in round.
You might have the better chance to do that.
Here's the other thing, you're not going to like this.
$100 million.
You're not going to like this.
What?
But doing that, very popular amongst fans. Very popular. Took less to try to make the team better. Popular.
$100 million ain't less. All right, that's a different word than less. If you're talking,
it's true.
If you're talking maybe 25, 30 million?
Well, that doesn't exist.
I know.
There's no area where that exists. I guess he could sign a 2-year, like 90 or something like that, and then get back there sooner. But then if you do the math on that one, that's $170 less. $70 million less, but not really.
The Hawks can't ask. They got to be like, here's the offer we got.
If I'm them, that's what I would do.
That's what I would do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is what we're willing to offer you.
Yes, that's what I would do. But if you come to me and say, here, I'm not saying no.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying
no. If you offer me 4 years, $229 million, and I'm like, I might be in the play-in still. But I do make
$229.
$229.
Yes. Hell no.
Outrageous number to be even saying. But yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting conversation. I don't know what he'll say or if they'll even get into that, but I like that from Zach Lowe. It was a good thought. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.